Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Jackson County winner Corey DeLancey. Then we'll speak with Hayden Cardwell about his $12,000 dirt late model win, and we'll have a conversation with USAC team owner Lori Sertich. But first, let's get to our What's Hot Indiana Sprint Week. We'll start us, Kevin Thomas Jr., the champ. Congratulations, KTJ. Big Pern wins Brownstown. Brecken Reese the same at US 24. A huge dollar victory at Kokomo for Reed Christensen. Medford in victory lane at Red Hill, and Olmsted the same at Anderson. Bacoka to Iowa to Doug Nye. Akey gets the win at Independence. Abreu, McFadden, and Larson get victories to start off Knoxville Nationals Week. Woodworth victorious at Lee County, and Dustin Smith a winner at 34. Highland, Illinois to Rick Knoyer. Dalton, England a big victory at Macon. The Rumble at Viola to Brody Tucker. A-Dog wins Peoria. Moose wins Farmer City, and Schrader wins Pontoon. I-55 in Missouri. Kofoid and Key get Ironman wins. Skylar Marler wins at Lake Cumberland, Kentucky. 201 to Rod Conley. Rayburn wins Mudlick, and Thunder Mountain goes to Brown. Now to Ohio and the voice of Mike Goins.
Cedarville, Ohio's Mike Carroll, the veteran, going to take the checkered flag over Kyle Purvis. Daniel McPherson comes home third. Chad Pendleton and Carson Klingelhoff for your top five.
Parton takes the win at Moeller and Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Danny Dietrich wins Sharon. Scotty Thiel a win at Eldora. Millstream to Cap. Eric Kenny wins 35. Fremont to Brubaker. Tyler Carpenter wins Muskingum. Wayne County to Malacut. Sherman wins Limaland. Midway to Mal. Dave Hess Jr. wins at Raceway 7 and in Pennsylvania at Marion Center. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway to Charlier. Jeremy Weaver wins Lernerville. Dog Hollow to Justin Weaver. Blazevich in victory lane at Blanket Hill. Latrobe to Mad Dog. Morrow wins Tri-City, and J-Town goes to Barclay. Parkersburg, West Virginia to Chris Myers. Brent Trimble wins Elkins, and Ona goes to Showtime Mike. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series race last weekend at Jackson County Speedway, Corey DeLancey. Hey, Corey, welcome to the show. Looked like another big win at Jackson County for you. What's the magic of getting around that track that you seem to have that almost nobody else does? You keep winning races there. Why does that track fit your driving style so good?
I'm not real sure. I don't know if it's a mixture of the kryptonite race cars that we got or what it is, but it's my cars always definitely seem to get around that place pretty well.
Do you go there now and feel like, okay, I've got to be the favorite? Is a little bit more on you going to Jackson County Speedway than maybe some other cats that aren't expected to win?
Me and Dad was talking on the way back from the races that night. I said, going into the night, that I knew we would be tough to beat, and we're always good there. I said, but we're always winning, and we're always walking away, you know what I mean? On a good note, I said, eventually that's got to, come to a halt. And I didn't know, going in that night, is tonight that, our luck runs out. But it seemed to work in our favor again. We was able to get the job done.
Well, and he gets the job done. Corey DeLancey, the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Dirt Series winner from Jackson County Speedway, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, getting the job done there has now vaunted you right up behind the points leader in the series, Zach Milby. It's a one-point separation. You are the hunter, and you only have, the prey is right there in the crosshairs. What does this do for enthusiasm and excitement as you you have a shot now to, grab that points lead before the end of the season and become a two-time champion in this racing series? How do you go about the second half of the year, and how exciting is it to be this close?
Well, like you said, we're close, so it's definitely time to just crunch down and see where we end up. They got a really good program, and he's a heck of a wheel man, and it definitely won't be no easy task, but the only thing that we plan to do is, like I said, just buckle down, crunch down, and try to get the job done.
Corey DeLancey, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, second by just 1 point in the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series after his victory last weekend at Jackson County Speedway. Racing, you know, drivers do crazy things, you know, luck-wise, superstition-wise. You like, you know, you got your kryptonite car. Do you like have a picture of, you know, Fast Freddy there that you salute as you go out to the track? Do you always eat like Oreos before the feature? What are some of the superstitions, if you have any, that you know, we should know about?
I really ain't got none that I can tell you, or so I you know, I definitely give all credit to what we do to kryptonite or whatnot. So you know, it's as far as, you know, Freddy and the guys here at the shop, I've always looked up to him as a young one, you know, growing up racing. So it's I hear people all the time, you know, say that they can see the when luck ain't going our way, or we're out there and we got a fender bender or something tore up and I'm still out there, you know, giving them my all or whatnot. They say, you know, that's the kryptonite side coming, you know, from the shop. As far as, you know, any superstitions go or whatnot, I've never really been that guy.
You don't need them if you got a kryptonite, I guess. And definitely Corey DeLancey has his kryptonite race car on point. Ohio Valley Late Model Series winner last weekend at Jackson County Speedway. Corey, got the second half of the season to go. Where can we follow you on social media so we can keep up with this?
We've been slacking on my racing page on Facebook, but I got a buddy that stepped up this year, and he's been trying to keep it updated and post and put some cool stuff out there. So you can definitely find my racing page on Facebook.
Corey DeLancey racing on Facebook and in the winner's circle of the Ohio Valley Late Model Dirt Series at Jackson County Speedway. Corey, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town. Topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
I wish I had another drink. I wouldn't be so hot to sing. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight. You must have had another.
Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the 2024 and 2022 American All-Star Series champion and the most recent winner of the Dylan Kennedy Memorial, $12,037 in the dirt late models at Wartburg Speedway. If you're listening on WECO there in Wartburg, hey and howdy. Hayden Cardwell is our guest of the ProFab hotline. Hey, Hayden, 12 grand, that's a bunch of money. Get 37 bucks on top of it, a little bit more. Is this the biggest payday you've had? What's it like to win all that cash?
It is my biggest payday in a single race, and honestly, I've talked to a bunch of friends, and it's Tuesday now. This race was Saturday, and I feel like it still hasn't sunk in for me, just because like I would have never thought, like, just growing up and kind of racing on like the budget that we had to race on, just kind of putting in the work and doing the best I can. You know, it's hard to believe that I'm to the point where I am now, which I've been very fortunate enough to have people that have been in my corner that's helped me get to this point. But just like I've told everybody, I still really can't believe that I won the race.
Well, he's been a talented driver from the early beginnings when he was a World of Outlaws iRacing champion about 5 years ago. Hayden Cardwell, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, now doing it in dirt tracks all across the Southeast, a couple of times series champion for the American All-Star Series, and now the Dylan Kennedy Memorial. What's the track like at Wartburg, Tennessee? Folks, we don't see a lot of it. It's just outside of Knoxville. I mean, that's dirt late model country there. What's that joint like to scoot around?
It's always been one of my favorite places to be, and this past year they actually put red clay on it. It hadn't had new dirt on it for probably 15-20 years. Don't quote me on that. I'm not for sure how long. It used to just be like kind of sandy and like real crummy, and they put red clay on it this year, and it has been like hooked up. But Saturday it was like really fast early, and then whenever that place slows down, it falls off like a second and a half, and it was black slick top to bottom in the race, and that was actually my first time ever winning there. It's just a blast. If you haven't made it there, me and Jed Emmer always say it's America's dirt track for a reason. It don't matter if it's a weekly show or a big show, or even if they had a World Outlaws and Lucas race there. There is probably thousands of people that will show up and just be waiting for a couple hours for races to start there. It's just like a different animal there. And if you are listening and haven't ever made it to Wartburg, I definitely recommend it.
Whether you're listening in Des Moines, Iowa, or Maquoketa, Iowa, on WQMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, or over at WBUT just outside of Pittsburgh, or down in Florida, all the different stations that are tuning in to hear us here on PRN at the track. Hayden Cardwell, invite you to come to the track that he just won, the Dylan Kennedy Memorial, Wartburg Speedway, just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. Easy to get to from anywhere in our listening area. Congratulations to Hayden. And speaking of Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So, you were the iRacing guy, half of a decade ago and such. Do you find now that most of that did or didn't translate over? Do you still use some of what you used to do, there on the computer chips when you're out there, trying to be chippy on a racetrack?
There's some stuff I feel like where I am now, a lot of it doesn't translate for me. But like I've always told everybody that has always asked me if they think it's a good idea to get involved with iRacer, and I always tell them yes, because like it's hard to simulate like racing around cars, like once you get in a real car and just being on the racetrack. It's like a totally different feel that you can't really simulate, in my opinion. But I don't think I would have picked up as fast as I did without having, I think I played that for 4 or 5 years straight there through high school. And I think it just helped me a lot, just like adapt quicker to the race car, because you can definitely work on throttle control on there. And I think that's one of the biggest things that helped me.
Throttle control, good foundation, iRacing helping out, and then the transition really working out for our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Hayden Cardwell, not only a couple of time American All-Star Series champion, but the Dylan Kennedy Memorial last weekend at Wartburg Speedway, paying $12,037 for that victory. And you also mentioned Jed Emmert, who ended up third in that race. I understand you guys are doing a podcast and have been, the Layover Podcast. What have you learned there about being in the media and doing things like I'm doing here, asking you questions? What's that been like to be on the other side of the microphone?
It's honestly been really awesome. When I told Jed that I would do it with him this year, I was kind of nervous and didn't really know how it would turn out, just being behind a microphone for an hour and a half or hour at a time. Just depends on how long it runs. And like the first couple of weeks, I was definitely shy and nervous and didn't really say a whole lot, but I think we're on week six or week five now. I'm not sure, but I've enjoyed it a lot, man. I've just kind of got comfortable, and hopefully we can keep on doing it, and hopefully we got a ton of listeners out there that like to listen to it. You know, it's called the Layover Flag Podcast. Me, Jed Emmer, and Jake Whitehead, we talk about anything motorsports, really. So if you haven't looked us up or heard about it, I definitely recommend it, and you know, it'd help us out a lot. And you know, just hopefully I can keep doing with Jed. He's always been a big help for me in my life, and always a great help for any questions that I need. And just really enjoyed it. You know, we'll see. Hopefully we can progress a little bit more with some people listening and try to get our name out there a little more, but we'll see.
Layover Podcast, you can find wherever you find great podcasts. Last question about the race, Dylan Kennedy Memorial. His brother Drew ended up second. Did you guys get to chat in victory lane?
Yeah, you know, Drew's always been super, super nice to me. I haven't raced with him a whole lot, but we are both from East Tennessee. We don't live far at all from each other, and he was the first one to tell me congratulations, and we had a respectful hug on the front stretch, so I really appreciate Drew just for racing me clean. You know, I know he wanted to win that race just as bad as anybody, especially being a memorial race for his family and his brother. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for giving me respect like I would him. So, yeah, well, you know, he's just a stand-up guy, and really appreciate everything that he's done.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Hayden Cardwell, the winner of the Dylan Kennedy Memorial at Wartburg Speedway, also the 2024 defending American All-Star Series champion. Catch him at racetracks all across the Southeast and across the country as he's looking to venture out even more. Appreciate you, Hayden. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action, 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast, it's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. Really one of those stories that you watch for years, you hope for them, and then finally last weekend, at the USAC Sprint Car Race at Terre Haute, one of the most wide-open tracks you could ever have, Chase Stockin got the victory for Moose Racing. And on the profabrication.com hotline, we have Lori Sertich, the co-owner of the team with her husband, and their first USAC win after decades of doing this. Hey, Lori, welcome to the show. When did Moose Racing get started? How long have you all been chasing this victory?
1992-93, somewhere right in there in California.
Wow, out in California. Were you an Ascot racing girl back in those days?
Oh, definitely. Every Saturday night.
How did you meet Tom out there? Was it a grandstand ticket, a pit pass? Where does a nice gal like you find a rascal like Tom?
Actually, at my work. I worked for a car agency as a service manager, assistant manager, and he did all the sublet work and for glass. So he would come to the dealership all the time, and I thought, oh, well, he's pretty nice looking. And my girlfriend and I kind of baited him to see if he liked racing, because if he didn't, I wasn't going to waste my time. And found out that he was into drag racing, and he already knew how much the NASCAR tickets were to Riverside. And I'm like, okay, well, if he knows that, he must kind of be interested in this. And if you talk to him, he would tell you that I asked him out, which I did not.
Oh, no, no. But those eyes said that you needed to go to another race, and a handsome fellow like him would be okay to have along. We're talking Lori Sertich, the co-owner with her now husband, Tom, in Moose Racing, the latest winners at Terre Haute for the USAC Sprint Series last week as a part of Indiana's Sprint Week. Their driver, Chase Stockin, took the victory for Moose Racing, and she is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Where do you get a name Moose Racing? California, Indiana? I don't see mooses in between there. Where did they come up with that name?
Well, his name is Thomas, so us girls always have a nickname. So I used to call him Tom Moose. So when he drove the car, originally it was Tom the Moose Sertich, and then we fired him and put somebody in the car to drive because he'd gotten hurt at work, and I said, this won't work if you got hurt in a race car. So we fired him, and we put in another guy, and so it became Moose Racing. So,
well, there you go, Lori Sertich, the co-owner of Moose Racing with husband Tom, the fired driver of that. How has this racing journey brought you two closer together?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's brought us really close.
See, Tom's right there with her. Hey, you know, he's sliding in on your interview, Lori.
Well, I have to say, it was a lot. Both of us working very hard, 24/7, and no movies, no going out to dinner. Everything was about the race car, and even to this day, it's all about the race car and our driver. And to go racing, you got to be 100% dedicated, and you hope your friends around you understand that.
I think they did. The Victory Lane celebration we got to see via the cameras there from Flow Racing at USAC, of Moose Racing's just emotions pouring out there. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Lori Sertich and a little bit with her husband, Tom, the co-owners of Moose Racing, after their victory at Terre Haute with driver Chase Stockin last weekend as part of Indiana Sprint Week. And, you know, when the Victory Lane, it just seemed like there was so much there pouring out. What did those moments feel like from the dream of actually, you know, having them to then actually having them? What did that connection feel like?
Actually, it was pretty much in shock. I mean, watching the race was, I really didn't get to watch most of it. I have a hard time walking, so I was sitting just watching the front straightaway. And when we won, it was, I mean, I really had to pinch myself, but the amount of emotion that was there and people excited for Chase because he hadn't won anything since 2020. And we didn't know at the time, we know now, that was his 500th start, which we didn't know then, with USAC. And the people, I mean, we've heard from people we haven't talked to in probably 20, 25 years. And I guess it just kind of shocks, especially me, the attention that we're getting when, you know, we're just two normal everyday people, and the amount of people that are happy for us because they know what we've done from day one. Like Tom said, we didn't go to the movies. We didn't go out to dinner. We didn't go to Mexico on vacations. Every dime we had went into that car.
And how about, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Lori Sertich, the co-owner of Moose Racing, who just won the race that we're chatting about from Terre Haute, Indiana, with driver Chase Stockin, 500 start, great guy, amazing driver and such. How about, you know, now that you've done it, how about like the morning after and that cup of coffee you two share and nobody else is around? Did you look over at Tom and go, heck, we did it finally? What was that conversation like?
That's pretty much exactly what it was. Heck, we actually really did this. To actually, number one, have moved to Indiana, which we said we were going to do 30-some years ago, to our first year running with National, to actually have to stop and think about, first, we were stunned we were competitive with National, and then we were running in, like, the top five, the top six, and we're like, really? In our first year? And then to win in our first year has been something that we never really ever imagined. And that's because of Steve Willoughby on our crew and his son and Chase, because that's really all it is. It's Tom, Steve, Matthew, who flew in from Arizona to help, and Chase. That's all it is. There's just like four of us.
Well, we all cheered for Moose Racing and got the win last week at Terre Haute with driver Chase Stockin. Lori, thanks for joining us. Thanks, Tom, for adding in. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the Track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action, 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast, it's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a weekend ahead. It's August, and this month is critical for those track championships, big races. You got to get out and support grassroots racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, on X, Facebook, and Instagram, but especially on X. Give us a follow. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.